Welcome to another episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. I'm your host, Max Newsman, excited to bring you today's top stories. At NewsRamp.com, we gather the latest business news from the best sources, ensuring you stay updated and engaged. Before we begin, a quick reminder. This podcast features AI-assisted production and voices, but the news we present is genuine with full stories available on NewsRamp.com. Today is Tuesday morning, June 3rd, 2025, and we've curated a fantastic selection of business and corporate news just for you. So whether you're commuting, working out, or just relaxing, stay tuned and let's dive right in. Let's kick things off with our first headline.
Tiny Gems breaks. ECGI Holdings Inc. OTC backs AI-focused startup True to Form in first uplist ventures deal. ECGI Holdings Inc., a diversified holding company, has announced that its investment arm, Uplist Ventures, has backed AI startup True to Form in its first deal. True to Form, also supported by Mass Challenge and other angels, offers an AI body scanning platform to reduce e-commerce apparel returns. ECGI's Pacific Saddlery brand already uses True to Form. With over 50 clients and 25 brands in the pipeline, True to Form is rapidly scaling. ECGI's executives see this deal as a way to support high-impact founders in AI, blockchain, and health tech sectors.
Mariner acquires Taurus Asset Management, adds $1.4 billion in assets under advisement. Mariner, a national financial services firm, has acquired Taurus Asset Management, a New York City-based wealth management firm with approximately $1.4 billion in assets under advisement. This acquisition expands Mariner's expertise in serving professional athletes. Established in 2004 by founder and managing principal Brad Peck, Taurus Asset Management provides tailored wealth planning and investment management for high-net-worth individuals and families. Mariner's CEO and president, Marty Bicknell, noted that Taurus Asset Management's experience in working with high-profile clients, particularly professional athletes, enhances their capabilities. The deal closed on May 31, 2025, with Taurus Asset Management adopting the Mariner name and branding. The team continues to serve clients from its Madison Avenue location, offering integrated support in estate planning, tax preparation, insurance, and personal finance. Investor news breaks: Energy Fuels Inc., NS American UUXEFR, hits uranium production record, advances key U.S. projects. Energy Fuels Inc., UUUEFR, reported a record May production from its Pinyon Plain mine in Arizona, with 258,745 pounds of U3O8 extracted, up 71% from April. The company also updated its Bullfrog project in Utah, increasing uranium resources by 15% and revealing project economics with a 15-year mine life. Energy Fuels is expediting permitting for its Roca Honda project in New Mexico and has resumed activity on its EZ complex in Arizona. These efforts align with recent executive orders to bolster the domestic nuclear fuel industry. For more information, visit Energy Fuels' website at www.energyfuels.com. Neuralbase launches redesigned website, eyes beta launch of workflow chatbot platform to redefine enterprise operations. Neuralbase AI Limited, operating as BMP AI, is gearing up for the beta launch of its revamped workflow and business chatbot platform. The platform, now under the BMP AI brand, is tailored for enterprise settings, unlike general AI tools like ChatGPT. It's designed to automate workflows, support decision-making, and break down silos within organizations. The company has also unveiled a redesigned website, offering a glimpse into its technology and development roadmap. With a focus on clarity over flash, the site showcases BMP AI's commitment to building practical, secure AI solutions for real-world business challenges.
Crasdale Foods announces two promotions and a new hire at its distribution center and within its business initiatives and finance departments. Crasdale Foods, a family-owned business serving independent supermarkets, has announced leadership changes. Guillermo Fisher, with over 40 years at Crasdale, is now general manager focusing on technology at the distribution center. Rob Gangimi, promoted to vice president of finance, will uphold compliance standards and bring strategic insight. John Alexandrovich, the new hire, will identify growth opportunities and enhance customer collaboration. President Gus Lebiak commends their contributions and looks forward to their future successes. Krasdale has been supporting independent food markets for 117 years, with operations in the Northeast and Florida under banners like C-Town and Bravo.
AMG appoints Thomas M. Wojcik as President and Chief Operating Officer. AMG, a strategic partner to leading independent investment management firms globally, has appointed Thomas M. Wojcik as President, effective June 3, 2025. Mr. Wojcik will also continue to serve as Chief Operating Officer, working with Chief Executive Officer J.C. Horgan on developing and executing AMG's growth strategy. Since joining in 2019, Mr. Wojcik has played an instrumental role in expanding AMG's participation in growth areas, increasing exposure to private markets and alternative strategies. With a background at BlackRock, Inc., Mr. Wojcik brings a wealth of experience to his new role. AMG, with approximately $712 billion in assets under management, focuses on investing in high-quality independent partner-owned firms to generate long-term value.
Advizon appoints Clark Richards as Vice President. Advizon, a comprehensive technology platform for financial advisors, has appointed Clark Richards as Vice President of Client Success. Richards will lead client-facing teams, focusing on customer support and relationship management. With over 14 years of experience in client engagement and team leadership, Richards brings a wealth of knowledge to Advizon. His strategic leadership will further enhance Advizon's commitment to delivering exceptional service to its rapidly growing client base of over 2,100 advisory firms. CEO Hyelin Lee expressed excitement about Richards' appointment, highlighting his alignment with Advizon's mission of providing powerful technology and an exceptional experience. Richards' background, working with enterprise clients, will contribute to Advizon's ongoing growth and success. Oceans Equity appoints Scott Bartnick as Managing Partner. Oceans Equity, a Miami-based private equity firm, has appointed Scott Bartnick as Managing Partner. Scott will co-lead firm operations, investment activities, and portfolio oversight. With extensive experience in driving growth across industries like business services, consumer, and healthcare, Scott joins from Boyne Capital. Managing Partner Josh Bilmes expressed enthusiasm, highlighting Scott's leadership and expertise. Scott looks forward to contributing to Oceans Equity's development and success, working alongside Josh to offer high-growth investment opportunities. For more information, visit oceans-equity.com.
The NAVEX 2025 Regional Whistleblowing Benchmark Report highlights the rise in anonymous reports. NAVEX, the global leader in integrated risk and compliance management software, has released its 2025 Regional Whistleblowing and Incident Management Benchmark Report. The report analyzed 2.15 million reports from NAVEX customers across Europe, Asia-Pacific, North America, and South America. Key findings include North America receiving the highest report volume, Europe experiencing the largest increase in reporting levels, and all regions seeing a rise in median reports per 100 employees. Europe and APAC have longer case closure times compared to North America, and Europe and APAC also have a higher time difference between incident and report date. Additionally, Europe, APAC, and South America have higher rates of anonymous reports, indicating potential fear of retaliation. Retaliation substantiation rates vary by region, with Europe leading at 32%. Privately owned companies are more likely to substantiate reports, while public companies have lower substantiation rates. NAVEX emphasizes the importance of creating trusted reporting channels to prevent issues and liabilities. Dubai's Car Garage Expert opens all-in-one vehicle service center. Car Garage Expert, a trusted name in automotive care across the UAE, proudly announces the launch of its dedicated Mercedes-Benz service center in Dubai. This new facility is equipped with state-of-the-art diagnostic tools, genuine Mercedes-Benz parts, and factory-trained technicians, offering dealership quality service without the dealership price tag. CEO Mian Mohamed Fahad Malik emphasizes the goal of matching Mercedes-Benz's engineering excellence with every service provided. Car Garage Expert specializes in luxury and performance vehicle maintenance, striving to be the city's premier choice for automotive service and repair. Garage Expert delivers professional car repair and inspection. Car Garage Expert, a leading name in mobile auto care in Dubai, now offers professional car repair and inspection services at customers' doorsteps. Certified technicians equipped with the latest tools handle everything from routine inspections to complex repairs without customers needing to visit a garage. CEO Mian Muhammad Fahad Malik aims to redefine convenience in auto care by providing quality services wherever customers need them. With easy online booking, real-time technician tracking, and flexible appointment slots, Car Garage Expert is a go-to solution for residents and businesses in Dubai, making vehicle servicing faster, simpler, and more customer-focused.
ABVC Biopharma announces board approval of share dividend, showing confidence in subsidiary growth and long-term shareholder value. ABVC Biopharma Inc. announced board approval for a share dividend, distributing one share of AIBTL Biopharma Inc. for each ABVC common stock owned by shareholders. Approximately 15 million AIBTL shares are expected to be distributed after inclusion in a registration statement. This marks the company's first dividend payment, aiming to boost shareholder confidence. AIBTL, ABVC's subsidiary, focuses on Asian healthcare business, with ABVC holding a majority stake. The partnership is set to enhance ABVC's international business development for CNS programs in MDD and ADHD markets. AIBTL is a biopharmaceutical company developing botanical-based therapeutic candidates for CNS disorders, leveraging traditional botanical knowledge and modern research. ABVC Biopharma, with a pipeline of 6 drugs and 1 medical device, conducts trials through Phase 2 with in-licensed technology from renowned research institutions. Coursera appoints Patrick Supank as Chief Product Officer. Coursera Inc. announced the appointment of Patrick Supank as Chief Product Officer, effective June 2, 2025. With over 2 decades of experience in technology and education, Supank's customer-first approach and track record in delivering impactful solutions make him an ideal leader for Coursera. He previously worked at Amazon, Pearson, and Blackboard. Supank's appointment comes as Coursera expands its catalog and enhances career-based discovery across high-demand roles. The company is also improving the platform experience with AI-powered products like Translations, Coursera Coach, and Course Builder. Coursera, founded in 2012, is now one of the largest online learning platforms globally, with 175 million registered learners. Partnering with over 350 universities and industry partners, Coursera offers a wide range of content and credentials, including courses, specializations, professional certificates, and degrees. Bill appoints Rohini Jain as Chief Financial Officer. Bill, a leading financial operations platform for small and mid-sized businesses, has appointed Rohini Jain as Chief Financial Officer. Jain, a global finance executive with experience at PayPal, Walmart, and General Electric, will lead finance strategy reporting to CEO Rene Lacerte. President John Rettig will also take on the role of Chief Operating Officer to accelerate growth. Jain's appointment aims to drive the next phase of Bill's growth, leveraging innovation to serve millions of SMBs. With expertise in accelerating business growth, Rohini brings over 20 years of experience in finance, product, and operations. She joins Bill from PayPal, where she served as CFO and SVP. Bill is focused on automating the future of finance to help businesses thrive, with a platform that streamlines payables, receivables, and spend management for hundreds of thousands of businesses.
RAD AI appoints Dimitri Giannakopoulos as Chief Growth Officer. RAD AI, the leading generative AI platform for radiology, has appointed Dimitri Giannakopoulos as Chief Growth Officer. With over 20 years of experience in healthcare technology, Dimitri will drive RAD AI's go-to-market strategy, deepen relationships with health systems, and help scale AI-powered clinical solutions. Previously serving as Chief Transformation Officer at IDOC, Dimitri led large-scale AI implementation in radiology, cardiology, and critical care. His commitment to patient-centered care and responsible AI deployment makes him uniquely qualified for this role. RAD AI's solutions are utilized by over 40% of U.S. health systems, streamlining workflows, and leading in shaping the future of clinical AI.
For more information about RAD AI and its leadership team, visit www.radai.com.
Brad Miller joins Keystone as president of Core AI. Keystone.ai announced the appointment of Brad Miller as president of Core AI. With over three decades of experience in enterprise AI, Miller joins from Moderna, where he led a successful AI transformation. At Moderna, he pioneered the use of ChatGPT and created MChat, an award-winning GenAI platform. Under his leadership, Moderna embraced AI at scale, resulting in measurable improvements in operational efficiency. Keystone CEO Greg Richards welcomed Miller, highlighting his experience at Amazon, Microsoft, and other major companies. Miller's mission at Keystone is to embed AI as the scientific engine behind every critical decision their customers make, bringing clarity to complexity and measurable impact to every corner of the business.
10 Point Therapeutics appoints Melissa Epperly as Chief Financial Officer. 10 Point Therapeutics, a global biotechnology company, has appointed Melissa Epperly as Chief Financial Officer. Epperly brings over two decades of financial leadership experience in the biopharmaceutical industry, having served as CFO for public and private companies. Her previous roles include CFO positions at Zentalis Pharmaceuticals, Cyoxus Therapeutics, and R-Pharm US. Epperly's deep capital markets experience and operational command will be valuable as 10 Point prepares for the potential U.S. launch of Brimocol PF, its lead candidate for presbyopia treatment. Epperly holds an MBA from Harvard Business School and a BA in biochemistry and economics from the University of Virginia. 10 Point Therapeutics is focused on developing treatments to rejuvenate vision in the aging eye, including presbyopia, cataracts, and geographic atrophy.
Nike appoints Michael Gonda as EVP. Nike, Inc. announced the appointment of Michael Gonda as Executive Vice President and Chief Communications Officer, effective July 7, 2025. Gonda will lead the global communications organization, overseeing storytelling, corporate reputation, and employee engagement. Reporting to CEO Elliot Hill, Gonda's strategic leadership and storytelling expertise will amplify Nike's voice in the world of sports. Coming from McDonald's Corporation, Gonda brings a wealth of experience in communications and leadership. He is excited to join Nike and help shape the next chapter of the company's story. Theoria Medical expands industry-leading senior leadership team with key hires. Theoria Medical, a leading physician-led organization focusing on post-acute and senior living care, has expanded its senior leadership team. Brendan McNamara is the new Chief Operating Officer, bringing operational expertise from Main Street Health and Sound Telemedicine. Svetlana Vinokur joins as Chief Financial Officer with experience from VillageMD and Nielsen IQ. Manny Raposo, previously at Farmscript, is the new Chief Growth Officer. Kevin Murphy, appointed Chief of Value-Based Care, brings innovation in senior care models. Marcia Sigenza, the new Chief Human Resources Officer, has extensive experience in physician practice management. This team aims to elevate standards and unify clinical operations to provide high-quality, value-based care across the post-acute patient journey.
Riot Platforms appoints Jonathan Gibbs as Chief Data Center Officer. Riot Platforms, a Bitcoin-driven industry leader in data center development, has appointed Jonathan Gibbs as Chief Data Center Officer. Jonathan will lead the strategic development of Riot's new platform, focusing on state-of-the-art data centers for hyperscale and enterprise tenants. This move diversifies Riot's revenues and strengthens its capabilities to contract with leading tech companies. With over 15 years of experience in building large-scale data centers, Jonathan brings valuable expertise to Riot. The company's vertically integrated strategy and significant available capacity position it well to meet the growing demand for high-performance computing. Riot Platforms, Inc., NASDAQ, aims to be the world's leading Bitcoin-driven infrastructure platform, impacting sectors and communities positively. Timken appoints Timothy A. Graham, president of Industrial Motion. The Timken Company announced the appointment of Timothy A. Graham as president of Industrial Motion, succeeding Christopher A. Coughlin. Graham, with extensive global experience, will lead the Industrial Motion business to further scale and accelerate growth. Coughlin, who is retiring, will support the transition. Graham, who joined Timken in 2003, has a strong track record in global operations and supply chain leadership. He holds a bachelor's degree in transportation and logistics management and an executive MBA. Timken, a global technology leader in engineered bearings, posted $4.6 billion in sales in 2024 and employs approximately 19,000 people worldwide. Donaldson appoints Richard Lewis Chief Operating Officer. Donaldson Company, a global leader in filtration products, has appointed Richard Lewis as Chief Operating Officer, effective August 1, 2025. In this role, Lewis will oversee the company's segments, operations, supply chain, and technology functions. With 23 years of experience at Donaldson, Lewis brings a deep understanding of the business and a track record of operational success. He will continue to report to Todd Carpenter, the CEO. Lewis, currently president of the Life Sciences segment, will hold both roles until a successor is named. His background includes key leadership positions within the company. Donaldson, founded in 1915, is known for its innovative solutions across various industries. For more information, visit www.donaldson.com. Alight appoints Donna Dorsey as Chief Human Resources Officer. Alight Inc. announced the appointment of Donna Dorsey as Chief Human Resources Officer. In this role, Donna will lead Alight's global people strategy, overseeing talent development, organizational effectiveness, culture, and employee experience. CEO Dave Guilmette praised Donna's HR leadership, coaching expertise, and legal acumen, aligning with their culture and goals. Donna joins Alight from International Motors, where she was Executive Vice President, Chief People and Culture Officer. She aims to continue Alight's reputation for prioritizing people, collaborating with the HR team to foster a workplace where every colleague can thrive. Alight is a cloud-based human capital technology provider for large organizations, focusing on employee benefits and workforce well-being. Learn more at alight.com. Northern Trust appoints Catherine McCabe to lead OCIO strategy for asset servicing. Northern Trust has appointed Catherine McCabe to lead the OCIO strategy for its asset servicing business unit. In this new role, McCabe will develop strategic relationships with outsourced chief investment officer firms and the investment consultant community. Reporting to Melanie Pickett, head of Asset Servicing, Americas, McCabe's expertise will be crucial in building stronger relationships with the OCIO community. With over 30 years of experience in the asset owner space, McCabe's background includes leadership roles at State Street Bank and Trust Company and Bank of New York Mellon. Northern Trust aims to empower its clients within the asset owner segment to maximize investment returns and serve their constituents effectively. Founded in 1889, Northern Trust is a global leader in wealth management, asset servicing, and banking.
Grant Thornton appoints Rick Charette as CFO. Grant Thornton, a leading provider of audit, assurance, tax, and advisory services, has appointed Rick Charette as its new Chief Financial Officer. Charette, with nearly 30 years of financial executive experience, will succeed Mohamed Bayat, who is retiring after over two decades with the company. Charette officially takes on the CFO role on June 2nd. His background includes leadership roles at private equity-backed companies and public markets. CEO Jim Pico expressed confidence in Charette's ability to drive value as the company expands globally. Before joining Grant Thornton, Charette was CFO at Transportation Equipment Network, where he improved operational efficiency. Charette is excited to build on the firm's legacy of innovation and growth. Grant Thornton, with revenues of $2.7 billion in offices across the U.S., Ireland, and the UAE, offers a wide range of professional services through its member firms in over 150 global markets.
JBT Merrell appoints James Pelletier as EVP. JBT Merrell Corporation has appointed James Jim Pelletier as Executive Vice President and General Counsel, effective June 30, 2025. With over two decades of legal and business leadership experience, Pelletier has held senior roles at multinational industrial companies such as Masonite International, Chimera, Barnes Group, GE, and Pratt & Whitney. In his new role, he will lead the company's legal and compliance functions, serving as a strategic advisor to the executive team and board of directors. CEO Brian Deck expressed confidence in Pelletier's ability to strengthen legal and governance foundations as the company continues to grow globally. JBT Marel Corporation is a leading global technology solutions provider to high-value segments of the food and beverage industry, focused on optimizing food yield, safety, quality, and efficiency across the global food supply chain.
SunKnowledge Inc. emerges as the premier prior authorization solution in the U.S., leading the way into 2025. SunKnowledge Inc. is leading the way as the premier prior authorization solution in the U.S., with industry-leading accuracy rates and innovative solutions. Their recent industry insight highlights the future of prior authorization, focusing on AI-driven decision support and specialist-driven coordination. SunKnowledge sets itself apart with real-time PA status updates, a 99.9% accuracy rate, and 80% reduction in operational costs. As the U.S. healthcare landscape evolves, SunKnowledge continues to be the go-to partner for over 100 healthcare clients nationwide, providing end-to-end RCM support and ensuring compliance and cash flow acceleration.
Flare AI Ltd. unveils Quibius, revolutionary AI-powered communication platform that actually understands context. Flare AI Ltd. has unveiled Quibius, an AI communication platform that revolutionizes customer interactions. Unlike traditional chatbots, Quibius uses advanced AI to create engaging, context-aware conversations, enhancing customer satisfaction and reducing operational costs. By understanding context and providing relevant information, Quibius improves customer experience and reduces support costs. The platform's natural conversations and scalable architecture cater to businesses of all sizes. Flare AI Ltd. plans to expand Quibius's capabilities, aiming to transform how businesses communicate with customers. For more information, visit Flare AI Ltd.'s website.
Veritas Global Protection expands luxury and exotic vehicle protection plans across the U.S. and Canada. Veritas Global Protection, a leader in the vehicle service contract industry, expands its luxury and exotic car protection plans across the U.S. and Canada. These enhanced offerings cater to high-end vehicle owners, providing superior coverage for prestigious automobile brands. The new service contracts cover major mechanical and electrical components, protecting against costly repairs. With features like 24-hour roadside assistance and rental car coverage, Veritas ensures uninterrupted peace of mind for drivers of performance supercars, luxury SUVs, and collector-grade exotic vehicles. Accepted at any ASE-certified mechanic or dealership, these plans offer flexibility and convenience. Backed by an A-rated insurer and BBB accreditation, Veritas solidifies its position as a trusted partner in the luxury vehicle service market, offering unmatched protection and peace of mind for every mile driven. Marquise Who's Who listee Richard Linnows, featured on Innovator's Journey to showcase Clarewood University's global vision. Richard Linnows, president and founding professor of Clarewood University, recently shared insights on his transition from investment banking to academia on Innovator's Journey. Emphasizing experiential learning and integrity in business education, Mr. Linnows highlighted Clarewood's international student body and the importance of cross-cultural exchange for preparing future business leaders. Marcus Who's Who has chronicled the accomplishments of individuals like Mr. Linnows since 1899, serving as a valuable biographical resource across various fields. For more information about TV interviews, visit the official Marcus Who's Who website.
Lorati launches NanoClay Paste, a breakthrough natural treatment for diabetic wounds, bed sores, and pressure ulcers. Lorati Company Limited has launched NanoClay Paste, a natural treatment for diabetic wounds, bed sores, and pressure ulcers. This mineral-based paste, free of preservatives and antibiotics, offers rapid healing for chronic wounds and skin infections. It can heal diabetic wounds in as little as 7 days, accelerate recovery from bed sores and pressure ulcers, clear bacterial infections like cellulitis, treat athlete's foot, and soothe burns. CEO Mr. David Lowe states that NanoClay Paste is a non-invasive solution for patients at risk of infection or amputation.
For more information, contact Lorati Co. Ltd. at 884-2483-5965 or service@lorati.com.tw. Bella Vita Santa Barbara launches Empowering You Are Amazing campaign, celebrating authentic beauty and bold confidence. Bella Vita Global proudly launches the You Are Amazing campaign under Bella Vita Santa Barbara, celebrating natural beauty and bold confidence. The campaign aims to inspire women to embrace who they are at their core, with a focus on wellness and self-care. Featuring a commercial starring Linda Summer and Antonio Luhak, the initiative highlights BVSB's award-winning products. Influencers Dominique Monroe, Linda Summer, and Mary Tran bring the brand's message to life. Founder Aaron Schmidt believes beauty comes from confidence and self-love. The campaign includes a strategic blend of media to reach Generation X and millennial audiences authentically. Bella Vita Santa Barbara, a sustainable luxury skincare brand, was founded in 2019 by Aaron Schmidt with a mission to provide effective, safe, and clean skincare products. Stay tuned for a three-part television miniseries in Q4, showcasing women overcoming personal challenges to realize their worth and beauty. Punyam Academy celebrates World Accreditation Day 2025 by announcing an attractive discount offer on ISO IEC accreditation training courses. Punyam Academy celebrates World Accreditation Day 2025 by offering a 10% discount on all system accreditation training courses and documentation ebooks. Learners can avail of this discount by registering before June 10, 2025, using the coupon code WAYD2025#P10. Additionally, participants will receive a free ISO IEC 17005-2017 awareness training course when enrolling in any course with the discount coupon. These online courses cover a range of ISO IEC accreditation standards and are ideal for quality managers, auditors, and technical staff in various sectors. The self-paced courses include video tutorials, downloadable study materials, interactive quizzes, and final exams. To take advantage of this limited-time offer and advance your career in laboratory management and accreditation, enroll now at www.punyamacademy.com before June 10, 2025.
Thank you for joining us today. That's it for this episode of the NewsRamp Business and Corporate Podcast. As a reminder, NewsRamp curates news from leading newswires like Newsworthy.ai, 24-7PressRelease.com, NewsDirect.com, and BlockchainWire.io. We encourage you to visit NewsRamp.com to read all of today's news.